Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure.
Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You know, Dina was always speaking about like the yokeness with your partner.
Have you started going, man?
And I just feel like this is with your relationship, this is where the test comes in, whether you're really compatible or not.
Oh, don't trust me. Yeah. No. She's for
me. I mean, it will be like quite tense because maybe sometimes it all comes to you, it weighs down on you, especially with the baby. But it takes time, you know, but you need to be there.
Can't join because I'm still paying the bills, even though I'm not working.
No, but it's fine. Because you see, the thing with us women is that you're like, I'm out. Screw MacG. Then he gets hired. Yo, somewhere. Then wop up. And then he's like, yeah, can't touch me now. That's the thing with these
things.
Exactly. No, because we have Vuga all the damn time. I believe that, you know, it's just like it's just a period where you just need to take a breather and just chill.
All right, cool. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hinda, what a mini. Welcome to it. It is Women's Month, ladies and gentlemen. And I am chilling with the one and the only LKG.
Weird hearing that name, LKG.
What do you like being called?
No, Lerato Kanyaho, LKG. Whichever one. The mother.
She's a model, she's an actress, she's a businesswoman, she's an influencer, TV, radio presenter, DJ. What am I missing?
Nothing yet.
Oh, and she's a mother.
Yeah, I'm a mother. Yeah, well, not really a mother, but I'm a mother. Because they call me mother.
What do people call you mother?
I don't know why they call me mother of the nation. I think it's just that motherly thing that I have, you know. And I think also with regards to, I've always wanted to be a mother. So people just gave me the name to say, you know what, you can be a mom without having children that are biologically yours. A mother is one who takes care of everyone in the community, whether it's their own child or not. It's the one that takes care of everybody.
Don't you want to be my mother so you can breastfeed me all day?
Your girlfriend is here. That is so weird. No.
I heard your babies are fake. Are they fake?
No, they actually not. You know.
Can I feel?
Please do. Do you mind if he does? I'm going to give you, because a lot of people have been saying that my boobs are fake. And I'm happy that you're here.
Okay,
I'm going to let you feel, MacGyver, and squeeze as much as... No, don't do that. Because they're very real.
Wow.
So I'm just really gifted.
Why would anyone say that?
I think because they're perky, they're in shape. And for my age...
One more time, I didn't feel properly.
Please, your man. No, but I'm glad you did that because everyone will come to you and say, yo, MacGyver. So are they real or not?
No, trust me, they are real.
No, they are real. And I'm one of those people that, you know, if ever I had to have anything fake in me, I'd openly speak about it. Especially at my age, I'm not afraid to speak about anything that I've changed in my body. If I go for Botox, I'll say. If I go for, you know, tummy tuck, I will say. I'm not shy to say it.
Yeah. But is there something that you want to do? Like maybe...
Yeah. I have gone, so this is going to be like breaking news because I've never spoken about it.
All right.
So 8 months ago, I actually went for
a
basal lipo, what they call liposuction. So I removed fat on my love handles.
Yes.
So I removed a bit of fat on my love handles on the side and also my inner knees.
Oh, and then where did it go?
This is probably going to make the news. I hate MacGyver because now...
Where did you put all that fat then?
No, you throw it away, but also you can do what they call fat transplant.
Yeah.
Fat transfer.
Yeah.
Where if you want to get a bigger butt, then you put the fat in your butt or anywhere else where you want to maybe perhaps enlarge.
That's what the Kardashians do, ne?
Yeah, but they do implants. So they've got butt implants, etc. So I went for vasa lipo because I was really uncomfortable with the amount of weight that I have on the love handles. Yeah. So we removed quite a bit. It's still there. I haven't gone for a tummy tuck. There's a difference between the two.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But anyway, Lerato, thanks for coming, dude. How long have you been wanting to do this?
Since last forever. Year. Forever, yeah. But I've been so reluctant because I'm like, this one, Otong Fryer. I don't know if I want to sit down with MacGyver. But
not
thank
even,
you.
Man. Do you still remember the first time we met?
All I remember is, sorry, girlfriend, once again. I used to have a major crush on MacGyver.
You lie, Lerato!
No, Bible. And I think Mo Flavor knows this. Yeah. I used to have a huge crush on MacGyver until the one time I met him. Can't remember where it was. I think it was one of these YFM events. And you're very like,
nah.
And I was like, oh, is that happy, bro? Okay. Okay, my guy. So that crush ended years ago. I was like, oh, that's it. Goodbye.
So you couldn't be.
But no. I think it's the reason why, besides the fact that you were so, or you're still so handsome, it's because of you were so driven. You know, this is one thing that I'm really attracted to. You were so driven at a very young age.
Wow.
And a lot of us were really truly inspired by you.
Yeah.
And your drive and what you're doing then, you know, the condoms, the events that you guys had, Rock the Girls.
Yeah.
So I think it was just that. And you were just the hip and happening boy that everyone wanted to be around. Even the guys wanted to be around MacGyver. So yeah.
So you could have been part of my list.
No, not even guest list. He was like, who's this Soweto girl? But now look at me. He can't even have me now. Okay, good, got a girlfriend.
Oh my goodness. Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the first time I met you, it was at Mo Flavor's house. He was having a chillers, and I think you were dating one of his friends.
Mo Flavor's house?
Yeah.
Never. You got the wrong person.
It wasn't you.
Bible. No, you got the wrong person. You can't even keep up. I have never been to Mo Flavor's house. Yeah. No. I've never
been. But I first heard of you on Soweto TV.
No, of course, yeah.
And then prior to that, you won Miss Soweto.
Yeah.
Was that where your career started, Vel?
Yeah. I mean, it was actually... So I have like a long, weird career. Mm. I was actually in aviation many years ago. I was a flight attendant. Yeah. So for about 4 years, this is when I was still trying to find myself.
Yeah.
You know when you're young and you don't know what to do with your career. So at that time, I thought being cabin crew was like the best thing ever.
And you studied for it.
Yeah, I did. I did travel and tourism. So until I actually got into it, then I was like,
it's not for me.
It's weird. It's not for me. Mm. But there are obviously people that really love it, that are really passionate about it. Yeah. And then that's when I got into television, well, the beauty industry, and then I moved to television.
So Miss Soweto, like, did you think you were going to win it? Like, what made you want to enter it?
My guy, I didn't think I was going to win at all. So I entered because I wanted to prove a point to my family that I was no longer that tomboy. And that also, you know, I could be that girl.
Yeah.
So, but this was after Miss Jamily because there was Miss Jam.
Miss Jamily.
Where I won a gem blaster. Ooh. But no, but I think it was mostly just to prove to my folks that, you know, I am a grown woman. I'm that girl and I can be that pretty girl, you know. And
so growing up, you never felt like you were pretty?
No, not at all.
Wow.
If you look at my baby pictures, which I'll send to you later, I look like a boy.
Mm.
I actually look like you. Same complexion, same hair, same everything.
Yeah.
Except the eyes, the hazel eyes that you got.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was...
Are you hitting on me?
Hey?
Are you hitting on me?
No. Ah! No, I'm not. Wow, MacGyver. No, not age. Yeah, from 50 upwards now. You're a bit too young for me now. No, we've moved on.
Levels.
No, but legit. I didn't think I was pretty. I wasn't confident enough. And but it comes with age where I started looking at certain things and I'm like, oh, actually, I've got great eyes. Because people say, oh my God, your eyes are stunning.
Mm.
And you start appreciating yourself as a woman the older you get.
Get, yes.
So, yeah. And then I entered Miss Soweto. I did not think I was going to win at all. And not because I didn't think I didn't deserve to.
Yeah.
But there was just so many really talented, it sounds cliche, but there were so many beautiful girls.
Who was part of the
light skinned girls, that is.
Who was part of the, do you remember any girls from that might be famous?
Yeah, the one that I remember, there was a girl called Dora who was tall, light. Majority of the girls were light skinned. And I remember Drum Magazine wrote an article and said, after so many years, Miss Soweto is dark skin Miss Soweto. So this is where now colorism comes in or whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I was going to win because a lot of Miss Soweto's were very light skinned and were very tall, had long hair. And here I come in dark skin. Yes, I had the weave and stuff, but you know, it was just, I didn't think I was pretty enough.
So when you won, what did your parents say or your family?
My family was like, because I remember my mom's facial expression like, oh, hell no. We are in trouble now,
you know.
But I mean, she was so excited, and it was just a great moment in my life. That really boosted my self-confidence,
nice.
Like a lot, like major, and it opened so many doors for me. So, yeah.
Like what kind of doors?
Like, you know, just being part of certain campaigns, endorsements-wise, you know.
Before Instagram and influencers.
Before Instagram, honey, I've been there, child. I mean, I look at that and I'm like, we've been there. The money wasn't as much as now. I'm like, you know, we've been there. We've been doing this thing. No, but truly speaking, it was just, it opened doors also with television.
So when did Soweto TV come knocking?
Soweto TV came, no, I knocked. Mm. Well, actually, this is a weird story. Okay. So Soweto TV launched, right? And I attended the launch with my late best friend, Goyo. And when we got there, they had a presenter missing because they were going on air that day. Mm. So this white lady from Urban Brew came to me and she said, listen, we are missing a presenter. And you look like, you know, and I heard you are Miss Soweto. Can you do this? And I'm like, I've never done television before. Live television for that matter.
Yeah.
And that's how Soweto TV began.
And how long were you there for?
I was at Soweto TV for 4 to 5 years while flying.
Wow.
Yeah. While flying, while being cabin crew.
Yeah.
So I would literally finish, because the show that I was doing then, there was a show called Open Door Policy. So I'd do the show, finish at 9 in the evening, go home, sleep until like 3 a.m. And then I had, you know, a flight at like 5 a.m. whatever, because I was flying for an airline called SA Express. No free advertising, but you know, a local airline, and I had like very early call times.
Yeah.
So I was trying to balance the two until I got to a point where I was like, this is not working. Mm. So what exactly do I want to do? It was the hardest decision I had to make, because I had to part ways with like a salary.
How much were you earning there?
It wasn't even that much. When you fly in domestic, it's about 12,000 rand. Sorry, that was me then. But no, legit, it was about 12,000 rand.
A month?
A month, wow. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And whereby I was Soweto TV then, I was not getting paid at all. So
zero?
Nothing. No, no, wow. I was volunteering for about 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not getting paid.
Yeah.
So, and I thought, let me take a risk and go for this thing that I love. And it's all about passion. So I quit flying and I legit started Soweto TV. It was the hardest 3 years of my life because financially, obviously, yes. I was struggling.
Yeah.
Then I had bought a Mini Cooper. I just bought a Mini Cooper when I was flying. Now I had to maintain this thing. I nearly got the car repossessed. Wow. I remember my mom had to save. I didn't say anything to my mom. I had lied to my parents that I was getting paid at Soweto TV, by the way.
Mm.
So they thought I was like, cool, you know. I missed payments for about 3-4 months. Sheriff came in and was like, yo, we want this car. My mom is like, what? Yeah. What do you mean? This girl is getting paid. I was like, well, see what happened for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
But it was hard. But, you know, that's when I was getting emceeing gigs here and there. But I love that I went through that because today I respect money and I respect what I do.
Yeah.
I feel like there's people who do it the other way around.
Yeah.
You know, who shoot straight to the top. And I feel like me, because I started at the bottom, I get to understand.
Yeah, it's kind of like my career. Went to the top, now I'm at the bottom.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, you're not at the bottom, sweetie. No. You're just there. You're in the middle. You go back to the top. No, you're taking a breather. No, legit. Never ever say you're at the bottom. MacGyver will never be at the bottom. I mean, you are a whole MacGyver. You'll never be at the bottom.
But I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I respect money more now than I did when I started.
Correct. I mean, it's like with you. I asked you off camera earlier on that, did you ever feel at some point that you shot up too soon?
Yes.
Would you have, if you had turned back the hands of time, would you have done it the other way around?
Yeah.
Would you have?
No, listen, I don't think I would have because, and I'm trying to sound like Oprah now, but the words aren't coming.
No, but I know what you mean. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, I think like my journey, I've learned more now than I would have had I like, you know, started from the bottom and worked my way up.
Yeah.
Because now if I do get back to the top, I know what to do.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I didn't go through all this hardship and whatever, I wouldn't know what I know now.
Correct.
So I can't say like, I wish it was another way. Yeah.
So you see, it happens with other people, it happens the other way around. With me, it was the other way around. And that's why now I'm like, yo, I have the utmost respect for what I do, the craft, and I have respect for money. I have people that I work with.
But at no point do you get to like, all right, cool. You about to lose this car.
Yeah.
You're doing this gig, Soweto TV, it's not paying. You're looking at all these other it girls, they're getting all these nice cars, all these deals.
Yeah.
At no point did you sit down and be like, fuck it, this is not for me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There was a lot of times where I just wanted to quit, where I was like, my mang is doing so well, oh my God. Because at the same time, I'm going for auditions and I'm not getting these gigs. So that's very discouraging, you know.
What auditions are you going for?
I went for live amp auditions. Oh. Well, it was live then. I went for auditions. I did auditions live on TV. Mm. Lost out on that. I went for auditions for so many other shows, bro. Like a lot of shows. I think it was more than 50 or 100 wow. before I got my first big gig, which was on SABC One, The Link.
You're kidding, you know?
No, Bible. I'm not even lying to you. Yeah. And hence, when I speak to young people, you know, the younger, the current generation.
Yeah,
when I
say, the current crop.
Yeah, that, you know, it's so important for you to be patient.
Baby, please give me the charger for the laptop. It's about to die.
It's like going to be on camera.
Yeah, don't worry. We freestyle it, yeah.
That's so dope. Oh, baby.
Yeah, don't show your face, though.
Ah! Why are you scared? He's so jealous. He's scared someone is going to shell at her.
Hey, there's vultures out here, man.
Is it too short? I think I have isn't there another one here?
No, it's charging. It should be. Wait. Let's just wait. Yeah, should be fine. Yeah.
Charging.
We're
okay.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, where was I?
You tell these kids.
Yeah, I say to them, crop. You know, it's the importance of being patient because a lot of people want like instant fame, they want instant money, they want instant success.
And it's a lot of hard work.
It's genuinely, and I think a lot of people see us now and they think we just like popped up from nowhere, like we are mushrooming from nowhere. But they don't understand the fact that we've had to work so hard to be where we are now. But I also know that there's a lot of people that hide the fact that, or deny the fact that we've worked hard. Mm. Because, you know, some people just want to damage your reputation. Like, no, but she hasn't worked so hard. She's been... Especially
or she slept with
women.
Mang.
Exactly. And that's the unfortunate part is every time a woman gets a job, it's either she slept with someone or she... Because she's someone's cousin or she's whatever.
Why can't it be about your talent?
It can never... But they never do that with guys in the industry. Mm. They never do that with gentlemen in the industry. And it's really unfortunate. But it's not only entertainment industry, but it's all the industries where
broad.
A woman's success is always questioned. But us as people, we need to start changing that mindset that actually there are women who work really hard out there. If there's a pilot out there, do you think that she slept her way to the top? Because a lot of us would be dead. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. Yeah. And then when did you get your first big break? Was it The Link?
It was. Do you know, I always say The Link, but I would say the LKG show on Soweto TV because the LKG show became... The biggest thing.
Oh, that was huge.
Yeah. No one thought that it would become what it was then, you know. I mean, we were sitting on close to 1 million on a community channel because people were so intrigued and so interested in this show and the people that were coming on the show, the content, the way it was shot and stuff. And I mean, I work with the likes of Marvin, who was on Live Amp, and Stula. And Legend, who's doing like a lot of reality shows now. But it was I think it was the LKG show. That's when people got to know who Lerato is.
Do you plan on having your own reality show?
I'm very reluctant about it. It's so weird because I got calls that I have from but I'm very because I feel like Magava, I'm very boring because I am very particular about what I want people to know about me.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, all they know about me is my work.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? They don't know where I live. They don't accept you now.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell them.
Now I know how the 1% lives.
Exactly. But all they know nothing about my family. I'm extremely protective when it comes to my family. I don't post pictures of my family. I don't post pictures of my parents. It's so I feel like it would be boring. I know people love gossip. So people don't want to watch me working 24/7. And that's all. That's the only content that I'm willing to give, even on my pages, on my social media platforms. And someone said to me the other day, the reason why your following might not be picking up as quick as the others is because you don't post about your personal life.
Yeah.
You don't post about who you're dating,
yeah.
who you're engaged to. But I learned the hard way because I dated a footballer.
Oh.
Many years ago.
Katlego
Mashego. I was engaged to him.
Is it? Yeah, how was that like?
I mean, we were together for 4 years. It was hard, but I also feel like it was also a learning chapter of my life.
Do you know what I always ask ladies that date soccer players? There's always these stereotypes about soccer players.
Mm.
Are the stereotypes true or
majority, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you found that the hard way.
80%. Yeah, yeah. I had to find that out the hard way.
Yeah.
But I mean, the older they get, the better they become, I think. Mm. But he's gone on. I mean, he's become a remarkable young man. He's doing his last year in law. He's,
oh,
he's
not becoming serious.
A, that's insane.
Wow.
Right?
Shout
now
out
I'm
to
like,
him.
Hey, Katleho, you want a hand? I'm joking. No, but I mean, he's just, he's done really well for himself.
So you broke up with him or vice versa?
Yeah, yeah. I broke up with him.
Yeah.
It was
and
so,
you engaged.
Yeah, so what we went through a lot, you know, there was a lot of infidelity happening. He
from his side or your side?
From his side.
Okay.
And I speak openly about this. I have the utmost respect for him. He knows that. Mm. But I mean, he cheated and it was all over social media. It was in the papers, but I still stayed with him. But I realized.
Why would anyone want to cheat on you?
Why would anyone want to cheat on Halle Berry and Beyonce? Who the hell do I think I am? I mean, come on. Y'all just cheat for the sake of cheating. A fly goes past and you're like, ah, my cheat, that's it. There goes that fly. No, but I'm just saying, like, it's, and...
What did you realize?
Unfortunately with him is because I stayed, a lot of times what men or women don't realize is that because I'm staying, it does not mean that I'm stupid. Or I've got nowhere else to go to. It's because I love you.
Mm.
And I have a bit of hope. And I'm hoping that somehow you will change. Mm. You become a better person. But at the same time, the heart chips away.
Mm.
Women are so weird. We start falling out of love in the relationship. Hey. We start mourning the relationship while we're in it.
Hey.
So when I parted ways with him, I was already done. And he, unfortunately, at that time, he was like, I want to settle down now. Mm. I want to get married.
Too
but
late.
But my heart was like, I left when we were very happy. It was so weird how I left. When I left our relationship, he had woken up in the morning, had gone to training, and I woke up, I packed everything of mine, and I took all my clothes to Zane. And he came back and I was like, yo, babe, where are you? And I was like, I'm gone.
Wow.
He's like, okay, so when are you coming back? And I said, never.
Hey, you are cold.
No, but
I mean, hey, you are cold.
So that's how our relationship ended. But I still, I love him. I still have the, I love him as a friend, as a brother, you know. We'll never get back together though. He knows that.
That's one thing I've noticed about ladies. When they are done, they are done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, there's nothing
that's
you can
me.
Do.
I don't use the same teabag twice.
Hey, no. But do you teabag though?
Ah, MacGyver. No. No, I don't.
Okay, but have you ever cheated on someone?
What is cheating? Let me take a sip of my drink.
you know, because it plays both ways.
You know, it's I get it that we're being honest now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm only being honest because you're my guy.
Yeah.
So I have cheated. Mm. I have cheated before. And I don't want to make an excuse and say because the other person was cheated.
Mm, mm.
But I have cheated on someone. And I'm not proud of it. I was not proud of it yet. Yeah. But cheating is like the admin, my guy. Mm,
dude.
Yo, it's like walking on eggshell every 5 seconds. Because now when the phone rings, you're like, yo.
Yeah.
It's MacGyver calling, you know. Yeah. And now I'm with Tabiso. And it's like, what the hell? So I have cheated for my own reasons, but there's no excuse for cheating. But I'll never do it again.
Yeah, so when you did it, you're like, nah, this is not for me.
Yeah, it's not because Linda Maka, I can't keep up with my lies.
Yeah.
I'm so dumb.
Dude, I'm the worst cheater ever.
I am the worst cheater. Like, I can't keep up with my lies. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you ever plan on like having kids and settling down?
Oh, I do. I do want. I mean, I've openly spoken.
You've been trying.
I actually have.
Oh, yeah? Been
failing dismally. I can't believe he's laughing at that. What an idiot. But I love that he's laughing at that. No, legit. I mean, I've openly spoken about the two miscarriages that I had, which was a very painful moment in my life that I wouldn't wish on anyone else. And what a miscarriage does to a woman, well, specifically for me, is that it discourages you from falling pregnant, you become scared. There's that fear that's now automatically instilled in you. And I mean, I've been trying with
And it's
my
a sensitive pun. Issue.
It's very sensitive. That's why I choose who I speak to about it, because there's just people who speak about it like abruptly. But when I speak about it, I want to speak about it in my own terms, you know.
Yeah.
It was a very, very painful time in my life. And I mean, twice losing...
Wow, that's...
you know, two children that I thought, the second one I really thought was going to make it, yeah, you know, yeah, and it was just really painful. It's almost like when I go to a hospital now, I, you know, the smell, I always remember that day, what had happened. I hear the footsteps. I hear the doctor saying, you know, I remember I was laying on the bed and, the doctor was trying to find, you know, the baby with the scan. What do you call it? Ultrasound.
Ultrasound.
And I kept saying, how's the baby? Is the baby okay? I don't know. No, don't worry. The doctor's coming. And, well, this was the nurse. And she said, the doctor's coming. And when she said that, I said, uh-uh. Something is not right. You know, we went for x-rays and we came back.
How many months were you in?
I was 5.
Wow. Yeah, with the now you're already attached.
Five. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the second one was 5. Yeah, it was 5 months.
Because I remember when my baby mama was pregnant, like from week one, she was attached to the baby.
Yeah, you know? You do get attached. Mm. You do get attached. So I just have a fear now of like falling, because I have, you know, a fear of falling pregnant. Like they would say in Sotho, you know, I mean, that's like a rude way of saying it. I've had people say that to me on social media. She can't even carry a child. But, you know, as I just have that fear of losing a child, falling pregnant and then going through all of that again, you know, feeling like lesser of a woman, feeling like you can't carry full term. Yeah. It's just, it's a really painful process. And now, recently, when I've been trying to fall pregnant, every time I get my periods, bruh, it's like, it's the most painful thing ever. It's the most painful. You know, when you are younger, you want to get your periods. You're like, oh my word, when am I having my periods? When they get there, you're excited. Mm. But now it's the complete opposite. When I get my periods, I become so disappointed because I know that, okay, we need to try again.
No, but you gotta, I mean, what I like is that even though with the hardship that you went through, you're still willing to try.
Yeah, yeah, I am. But now I'm going for IVF.
Okay.
So I'm officially freezing my eggs.
Okay.
So I'm starting the IVF process, but I'm also looking into surrogacy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's different options out there. There's a lot of women that have given up. I get emails and DMs from women that have been trying for many years, you know, and that are like, I've officially given up. There's other options. There's adoption, there's IVF, there's surrogacy and et cetera. So, but it's hard because I've always wanted to carry the natural way, full term, have natural birth, but you know, sometimes you can't, God can't give you everything. Yeah, so,
true.
Yeah.
And who's your partner?
I don't have one now.
You lie.
Yeah, because I dumped him like.
When?
2 weeks ago.
You kidding? So. I heard you were dating naked DJ. Have you seen him naked?
MacGyver! Take a drink for that.
Is it true though that you're dating naked?
No, I'm not dating naked, man. You know, naked is a very, I was telling you about him earlier on.
Yeah.
I'm not dating naked DJ. We've been friends for many years, by the way, before he got married.
Wait, it just stopped.
Yeah, press record again, babe.
I just didn't want you to. Okay, cool.
Okay.
She doesn't know her own camera.
Oh, is that yours? Oh, baby.
No, worry. Carry on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
But if you were dating him, would you say I was?
If I was dating naked DJ, would I say hell yeah? He's a remarkable guy. Mm. Naked is the type of guy that I would want to date. Like no, that is like no. But legit, naked DJ is the type of guy that I would want to date because he's so selfless. He's so caring. Yeah. He's just a really good friend. You know, we've been there for each other. With his recent divorce, you know, I was there for him and vice versa. Am I dating him? No, not yet. Yeah, I'm joking. No, I'm not dating naked.
Okay, cool. Let's get into radio, né? Because you've worked with a lot of co-hosts. Let's name some of them. It's okay, right now you're working with Samizi, Dino Ranaka.
Yeah.
You've worked with Bonang.
For like 2 hours. No, but I'm being honest. It was like for 2 hours.
Who else have you worked with?
Mo Flavor.
Who else?
William Lehong.
William Lehong.
Yes.
So those are the only names. Yeah. I want you to rate your co-host from least to favorite.
Yo.
Yes. Let's start with least. Who was the least? Okay. Come with it, girl.
You're being extra.
Nah. You want a sip? Have a sip.
No. Let me have a sip. No, I mean, wow, no.
Okay, let's start with favorite.
favorite has to be
the process of elimination.
Favorite has to be Mo Flavor.
Okay.
And do I explain why?
No, you don't have to if you want to. Yeah.
Is it favorite was no. Let me tell you why I'm saying Mo Flavor. I think because Mo Flavor, I learned so much from Mo Flavor.
And he's a radio guy.
And he's a radio guy, you know. And we started off on a rocket. We like used to fight.
Yeah.
Mo Flavor and I were like wanted to kill each other.
Yeah.
But I think and with him it was more of a like, who's this girl? Like, why are they bringing girls in jail that have no experience in the radio industry?
Mm.
You know, it the girl. Barbie girl, it girl. Mm. And that was his mentality then until he actually realized that I really want to learn about radio. I'm in this
and
thing.
You're passionate about the craft.
And I'm really passionate about the craft. So once he got to know that, then we started having like the utmost respect for each other.
Okay.
Second is Dineo. Flip and love her. You know, I love Dineo. I love working with Dineo. Even when we started, it was a bit rocky, but now we are cool. We are like sisters. And she has actually helped me find my voice in radio.
Ah, gotcha.
I know who I
which
am.
Which is important.
Which is very, very important. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And yeah, are we still going to leave?
Yes, yes. After that, who's next? William Long, who is he at?
Yo! No! So,
Somizi, there's Somizi as well.
Somizi is number three.
Okay,
so I love working. Three. You know why I love working with Somizi? Because he wants to learn. Mm. You know, it's important to have someone who really wants to make an effort and wants to grow and wants to learn. You don't want to work with people that are arrogant and that come in and think they know everything.
Mm.
He's like, he's so innocent. He just wants to learn.
And he's a good guy.
And he's such a good guy. So I love Somizi with all my heart. As well. I mean, if we're rating personalities, he'll be like number one because he's like a dope guy like that.
Yeah, and you guys have a lot in common. Yeah, he also had a crush on me.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Mm.
He's got a crush on everyone.
Oh, so Somizi, like, you got to blow my bubble like that.
I'm just saying. Oh, no, he's got a crush on you only. Only you. No, but I mean, William Le Hong will be
fourth.
I think I'd put William Le Hong at the bottom.
Okay.
For my own personal reasons.
Yeah.
And then because I didn't spend that much time with Bonang, I mean, we only hosted for like 2 hours.
What happened there?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd rather not speak about it because that always like brings up like silly things, you know.
So, but yeah. Like in terms of, I'm asking like that day when you walked in, did you know you were going to do a show with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
And how were you feeling about that personally?
On my mother's live, yeah. Bible, I was super excited.
Yeah.
I was very excited.
Did you guys have a relationship before that show?
Yeah. I mean, Bonang and I, when we see each other, it's, hey, how are you? Good, great. We
so it's like
enemies.
Industry love.
Yeah, it's industry love. We're not enemies. Just because we don't have tea doesn't mean that we hate each other.
Yes, yes.
No.
And you're professional.
And we're very professional. And people have that whole misconception that just because you're not seen having tea or hanging out with somebody or you're not on someone's Instagram, you guys are enemies. No.
Yeah.
We have the utmost respect for each other and what we do, you know. So I was super excited about it, but it didn't happen and life goes on.
So you walk in there. All right, there she is. Did you guys plan the show together? Was there any communication or was it just like mic on? Let's go.
No, we were talking before and even during ad breaks. We're having a chat about other things and we're cool.
Do you think you could have done enough maybe to persuade her to stay or like do the show together?
No.
Her mind was made up.
Yeah, I think her mind was made up. I mean, if tables were turned also, if I didn't want to be in a space where I was not happy, no one would convince me otherwise. You know, you can't force someone to be in a space where they don't want to be. And I respect her for making that decision.
Yeah.
And
are you guys still friends? Like, would you buy, what's that champagne?
BNG.
Would you buy BNG?
I have already.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I've bought BNG.
Hey,
I've
no.
spoken openly about, you know, drinking BNG.
Yeah.
And I'm super proud of her. I mean, she's a young entrepreneur that's really making moves in the industry. And
So you guys are still cool?
We are cool. Last I checked, we're okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her though, funny enough.
Mm.
I haven't seen her in like, 2 years.
Wow.
I actually have not seen her in 2 years.
Yeah. All right, cool. Speaking about the industry, what's your view on industry friendship?
Very fickle.
Yeah.
Very, very fickle. There's obviously friendships that are really genuine.
Mm.
And there's friendships that are like, you just don't know where you are. But it's always really important to keep friends that are out of the industry, to have friends that are outside of the industry, just to somehow like ground you.
Yes.
And just to keep you away from that noise of Because, I mean, there are, like, I'm friends with Zintle and Pearl, you know, and we are really, really good friends. But there's always...
Naturally.
Mm. I've known Zintle when I was at Soweto TV.
Okay.
Pearl and I did a show together many years ago. So we've known each other for a very long time. And people don't know that. People always think that the friendships came, like, popped up from nowhere.
Do you guys argue about who's got the most followers and stuff?
No, not even. We argue about what to wear when we go, like... We argue about who's wearing whose jacket when we go to the club, who's doing what. That's the stuff that we argue about. And what I love about our friendship is that there's more to it where we sit down. I know with me and Zintle, we sit down and really talk about business. I mean, okay. You know she's like very business-minded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she
was a tomboy like you.
Exactly. She was a tomboy like me. And she will guide you with a lot of things. She's not selfish with giving away tips and guidance to help other people. Yeah. Or to help me. I don't know about Joe. But she's honestly not selfish with regards to that. And Pearl is flipping crazy. You know, you need the crazy one in the friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are the friends that I have in the industry. My best friend is also in the industry, but he's a journalist.
Okay.
And he's a journalist and he's also a designer. But my really like close friends are outside of the industry. I mean, I have psychologists that are friends. I have pilots, female pilots that are friends.
Name dropping.
I'm just saying, but you need to have friends outside of the industry and in the industry. And that's what we all do. It's nothing foreign.
So when someone is fake and they, you know, just reaching for clout, you can tell. No, you're at that point.
I pick it up and I move away.
Mm.
I'm very, it's called ghosting.
Ghosting.
Me ghosting relationships and friendships,
yeah.
I'm a pro at it. And some people will say, but no. When I sense a bad vibe, because I'm such a loyal friend.
Yeah.
I'm a very loyal friend. I'm a very loyal partner when I'm in a relationship. Mm. So
except for that one time.
Except that one time. but Lena, he missed that. I would have been loyal if he didn't mess up. No, but truly speaking, I'm such a loyal friend. So if I sense anything offish, I slowly start moving myself from the situation.
Because
it does hurt, you know?
Yeah.
And because I give my all into a friendship, I become a very loyal friend. Mm. I fight, you know, battles. I take on wars for friends, which sometimes is not a good thing.
Mm.
Because now, sometimes you fight wars that you shouldn't be in.
Fighting, yeah.
And then later on, they make friends with those people and you're like, but I was fighting. So, but you learn as you go. So, I'm learning not to fight wars that have nothing to do with me now. Because sometimes people won't fight your wars. Yeah, they won't fight your battles.
And what do you think about AK and Zintle's relationship?
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I love them because they love each other. Mm. No, truly speaking, I love them because they love each other. And I believe that they had to go through what they went through in order for them to be as solid as they are today. Mm. You know, their love really inspires me. You know, they like a Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. And they fucking shit up, man.
Yeah. Being around them personally for me, I mean, people always have their little opinions because they are outside.
Mm.
You know, you see what's happening from outside. You're never inside. But I love the fact that they are such amazing parents to such a beautiful girl.
Mm.
So that also inspires me. I love them together. They're great. They're compatible.
Yeah.
They're two different people, but they're very compatible.
And speaking about the industry, what are relationships like now with you and Casper? You guys cool?
Mm-hmm.
TBD.
How?
Dude, when I saw your tweets, I didn't know you could clap back like that, bro.
This interview was going so well.
My bad.
My bad. The interview is going.
No,
you know.
The beef is not that deep. Come on now.
It's for me personally.
Yeah.
It's not. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it became that.
Serious.
Honestly. Honestly, I have never been disrespected on that level by someone who knows how hard I work in the industry. Ever.
It's different if you don't know.
Exactly. It's different when you don't know. But when someone knows how hard you work and how hard you've worked to be where you are, it's so disheartening. Like, it's so heartbreaking, MacGyver. And you know, it left a very bitter taste in my mouth. I don't make enemies in the industry. I don't have enemies in the industry. When I don't like you, I don't like you. When you don't like me, you don't like whatever, you know. But that left such a bad taste in my mouth that I would never want to be in the same... You know, when I'm in the same... When you're in the same room with someone and you feel like shivers down your spine wow. because you're so mad at the kind of content this person had given out to the country about you, knowing very well that it was very dishonest. That's fucked up.
What?
That's fucked up.
Was it that bad?
It wasn't that bad. Yeah, but it escalated. It became bad. It escalated. Because for me, I was really honestly being a sister.
Mm.
And I remember I was having a conversation with Pearl, and because Pearl is close to him, and I was like, you know, if I wasn't being a sister, then I would say, I was just being funny.
But yeah.
I was legit being a sister, being like, yo, we got you. Relax. Because we've worked together. Mm. We've been around together. We've chatted together. I was saying,
and you love his shit.
And I still do speak openly about what I think of him business-wise and his career. He's an incredible artist. He's an incredible businessman, you know. But that, it's really like, just listening to that, like, how do you say something like that and take it out to people as truth
mm-hmm.
when you know it's not? And how do you disrespect a woman in the industry, one of the most hardworking people in the mm. women in the industry, to that level? It brought me down for like a day, and then I bounced back because I was like, it's okay, because he knows the truth. Because you know when you go to bed,
yeah,
and you lay your head on that pillow,
you know the truth.
You know the truth.
Wow,
that's a beautiful thing about life.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
when I shut my eyes, I'm like,
hey, dude, and you got no beef with anyone.
I
know your
media,
lane.
Media, and people will create the beef, and it's how mature are we to fall into it? Fall prey into it. But there's a lot of people who have fallen prey, and I've watched and I've been like, I'll never be that person, because now I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. I want to feel that energy from you, that we are not gelling. I will never, if someone says to me, yeah, no, MacGyver does not like Lerato. I've never sat down with MacGyver, even if you've said something, but I want to sit down with you and be like, Rena, Wena, you don't like me. How? I'm that person.
And you're fine. Even if I don't like you, you're cool with
it. Yeah, and I'm cool with it. I don't take it to heart. But like, don't lie about it. But it's not only about me. It's just, it's a culture that I've seen, especially with men in the South African industry, where it's become a norm to belittle women in the entertainment industry, even radio, where I've seen radio DJs that I have the utmost respect for belittle women on radio, because we know that radio has always been like a male-dominated industry.
Yes,
radio is like
it's changing. It's changing now.
I'm happy that it's changing, and it's also up to us. But you've seen the comments that they've made about women on radio, women that are DJ, even the DJing.
Yeah.
I was bullied by some of the biggest DJs in the country, but because I understand my vision and I know what I want to do, and now I'm that person. I'm the girl from the street. I'm from the hood.
Yeah.
You can't stop my goal. Like, if I want something, I'm going to go there and I'm going to get it. You will never stop me. And the more you try and stop me, the more I want to go and get it. So...
Pause!
Nah, but I'm just saying. But so that was the thing with me and him. We, like, it's... Yeah. There's nothing there. There's no love at all. There's no love at all between me and him. It's gone.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name your price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The name your price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.